processing your business solar loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green, then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 18 hours on Phoenix. Time for the main news. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zm. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Kasama High Court upholds Kamwili's hate speech judgment. ZCID questions ECZ's directive on party regalia in Mfue by-election. And in Global News, a review finds BBC Gaza documentary breached guidelines. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Kasama High Court has upheld the conviction of former Patriotic Front member Chishimba Kamwili, sentencing him to 5 months in jail for tribal remarks. Mr. Kamwili was found guilty of violating Section 70, subsection 1 of the Penal Code by expressing hatred and contempt against individuals based on their tribe or place of origin. The matter stems from comments he made during a live broadcast on Radio Mano Community Radio Station in August 2021, which the court deemed deliberate, unlawful, and a threat to national unity. Despite Mr. Kamwili's appeal, the High Court has dismissed his case, ordering him to begin serving his sentence effective July 14, 2025. Mr. Kamwili was initially convicted by Kasama Senior Resident Magistrate Samson Mumba on the 30th of November 2023 on one count of hate speech, but had appealed against the sentence and conviction. Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati has challenged financial institutions in the country to lower their lending rates following the kwacha's appreciation against major currencies. Speaking at the third banking industry symposium organized by Stanbic Bank in Lusaka today under the theme Impact of Data Privacy on the Financial Sector, Mr. Mutati emphasized that reducing lending rates would help build trust among customers and spearhead investment and economic growth. The minister said while government targets to install over 300 network towers and have 96% connectivity by 2026, financial institutions must plow back and support areas lagging in connectivity.
Imagine the last 4 years, in the mining sector alone, investment of over $7.5 billion. And all this investment is rotating in the banking sector, creating growth for you and creating profits. And because of moving from default to investment grade, you are now seeing even the exchange rate coming down and the stability being assured. Please share the dividends of progress with citizens. And the only way you're going to share those dividends of progress is keep the cost of money down. That is part of the definition of trust in the banking sector.
At the same event, Stanbic Zambia Chief Executive Mwindwa Siaganima said there is need for industry players to confront cyber threat challenges and infrastructure gaps in rural areas, among others, as a measure to spur economic development.
Cyber trades are growing more sophisticated. Digital literacy remains uneven, especially around data use and content. Infrastructure gaps in the rural areas hinder secure onboarding and regulatory nuances, pose hurdles for cross-border as well as pan-African players. To find solutions to these challenges, we need to continue working together as private and public institutions with our regulators across the board.
And Zambia Cybersecurity Agency Director General, Dr. Schmidt Chintu, highlighted the need for Zambia to prioritize investment in cyber safety and infrastructure solutions. The Zambia Center for Inter-Party Dialogue, ZCID, has challenged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to explain its directive requiring political parties in the forthcoming Mfue parliamentary by-election to wear regalia of the candidate's party. The ECZ has instructed the new Congress party to desist from using the Patriotic Front regalia, their alliance partner, during the Mfue by-election campaign, and instead produce its own campaign materials. But ZCID Executive Director Doreen Kawenjovu argues that this stance misinterprets the Electoral Process Act, citing Sections 29, Subsection 3, and 30, Subsection 4 of the Act, which do not prohibit allied parties from using another party's regalia during campaigns. Ms. Njovu says since political parties have not appreciated the decision, especially that the rationale is unclear, ECZ must explain what prompted this directive.
I think of concern at this point is what is the mischief? What is ECZ trying to cure? What challenges have they encountered? That is why I'm saying when we talk about consultations, when we talk about ECZ engaging stakeholders before certain decisions are made, this is exactly what ZCID has always been advocating for. You might find that they came across a challenge. They were encumbered by different circumstances of having parties wearing regalia from another party. But the point is that we do not know. So as political parties, we have not appreciated that decision because it has just been announced. We do not know the rationale. We have not appreciated the rationale for that decision.
Patriotic Front, PF Acting President Given Luvinda, has accused President Hakainde Hichilema of humiliating Zambia in the courts of South Africa over the funeral and burial of former President Edgar Lungu. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, Mr. Luvinda says President Hichilema has turned the mourning of Mr. Lungu into a political circus and has criticized him for taking the former First Lady to court over the late president's burial. He has questioned why the grieving family should be prioritized over the running of the country and wondered why Mr. Lungu's funeral had suddenly become important to President Hichilema. Mr. Luvinda has urged the head of state to leave the matter to the grieving family, accusing him of pretending to be interested in burying the former president.
It is totally unheard of that a sitting president can drag a widow, drag a bereaved family before a foreign court simply to force himself into a funeral he was expressly told not to attend. President Hakainde Hichilema has humiliated this country in the courts of South Africa, while our own courts are overloaded with politically motivated cases.
In global news, a BBC documentary about Gaza breached editorial guidelines on accuracy by failing to disclose the narrator was the son of a Hamas official, the corporation's review has found. BBC Director General Tim Davey commissioned the review into Gaza, How to Survive a War Zone, after it was pulled from iPlayer in February when the boy's family connections emerged. The review found that the independent production company, Hoyo Films, bears most of the responsibility for the failure, but it also said the BBC bore some responsibility and should have done more in its oversight. We monitored the BBC for other global stories.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has said he's grateful for American support ahead of an expected announcement of more military aid. Earlier, Donald Trump told reporters the U.S. would send very sophisticated equipment to Kyiv. The body of Nigeria's former president, Muhammadu Buhari, is being transported to his home state of Katsina. He died on Sunday, aged 82, in London. Clashes in Syria between Bedouin Sunni tribes and militias from the Druze community are reported to have killed at least 50 people. Syria's interior ministry says the fighting broke out on Sunday in the predominantly Druze community city of Soweda.
This is the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take